programs. And as I mentioned, it's clearly of great service to the city, but it's not traditionally been used as a neighborhood engagement mechanism. It's increasingly becoming so, and we are expanding the program.
Right. It is. It's a program that, in the forced ranking that the Bureau has to do, falls to number 7 of 8 in their rankings. Mm-hmm. And that's because it's not as core to mission as their other programs, and it may be a core program to the city or to city council, but at this point, the Bureau, it's not.
I've been kind of struck by how often the programs that I'm, like, advocating for are kind of down there, and are there something that's being, you know, kind of falling between the cracks between different bureaus, and I'm not sure why that is. And of course, you can't answer that. But
I can tell you, Katie, yes. For example, on certain of my, wearing my hat as the Parks Bureau commissioner, we have some programs that have a great impact citywide, which are ranked lower because they're not as directly related to the mission of the organization. And that is different from the question of whether they are important to the city or serve a useful function. Under our one of our force ranking exercises we go through, the question of how it relates to the core mission of the Bureau sometimes trumps the other question of how much benefit does it provide to the community. So, for example, I've got some funding asks which go to services which we see as vitally important to maintaining the safety net, providing services to older adults and to children, in fact. But because they are not seen as closely allied to the core mission of the Bureau, and they are pass-throughs where we send the dollars to a county partner to run, mm-hmm. they're ranked lower. But if we didn't have this ranking system, if we weren't following the rules that we were given, they might very well rank higher, which is why a commissioner in charge gets to overrule that ranking system and come to his colleagues and say, this is really important to me, even though by playing by the rules, it is ranked lower mm-hmm. Because of its the fact that it's not so closely aligned with the core mission of the Bureau, which I think in some cases gets at that what you're observing.
Mm-hmm. My total ask, again, is $222,422.
You notice that it's
and
the,
none of my asks were recommended.
Uh-huh. Okay. But anyway, I also would speak to, as a citizen, of course, I would like things to be measured appropriately, too. So, you know, I'm sure that you're working on that and, you know, that you'll be doing that. But I'd hate to see a program get held back because of some differences between two bureaus and how they measure.
Well, I guess that will be on one of the issues. We'll ask for some more feedback.
Follow up on that. Yeah.
Okay. Were there
the only other thing I have, there's nothing else on ONI, is just to remind, we passed out the citywide responses. Mm-hmm. The questions from the first round of hearings should have gone out to everybody. And so there are some citywide issues there and then also some Bureau-specific issues. We'll follow that same process after this week's hearings. Given all the issues that the mayor goes over, we send those back out to the bureaus, and then they have about a week to respond, and then we'll package up everything from this week and send it back again. So anyway, to the extent you have questions about this, you can ask me offline or in one of our sessions. We have a little bit of time later in the week if there are things council wants to go over specifically from these packages.
So in terms of follow-up issues, I think Katie's, was there other issues that needed follow-up?
Jeremy keeps track when the mayor's not here.
Okay.
So.
Can we read off the list?
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be great.
Right now we just have the combined citizen outreach and organizing efforts, the public safety committee, the neighborhood, how can we add more or do something better. Integrated work with inspections, I'll need to touch base with the Bureau a little bit more to get some more detail on that. And then the graffiti and the core versus community rankings.
Okay. As well as the data issues.
There. Yeah. Do we have work sessions tomorrow?
We do. We have tomorrow is POEM and transportation and OMF. And then Wednesday is PDC and parks. And Thursday is BOEC planning and police.
Could I get a clarification?
Full week.
Andrew, you sent out an email saying that given how much is on the agenda Wednesday at our normal session.
I was just wondering the same thing.
Things might get pushed back. Does that mean they might get pushed to another day or we're looking at a late evening?
And I was more sending that out. Did I send that directly? I thought that was just internal to my folks, but I was more saying since you have a full agenda on Wednesday.
Nick's hacked into your system.
And I wasn't sure you were going to be done by 2 o'clock. That was really, and we start Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
I think it's highly unlikely.
It's a big, busy council agenda Wednesday.
And so I was more flagging that for the bureaus that go on Wednesday just to be prepared to be flexible. So if council, if we need to push it back an hour.
Okay, I wasn't sure whether you were going to push it to another day, but your intention
that'll be
is
a mayor and council
work.
Decision
okay.
In terms of how you want to handle
so
that. We begin at 2 o'clock on Wednesday.
We have the busiest schedule I've ever seen. We're going
to
be here.
So I guess I'm wondering, in fairness to our citizen budget committee members who really aren't necessarily as easily on call as we are, do we want to look at rescheduling?
Yeah, the only issue.
I mean, if you want to say 3 o'clock. Because I really don't think we're going to be ready by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we have 2 hours of bureaus plus a special topic, but currently there's nothing scheduled for that. So 2 hours on Wednesday to go through. So it would be difficult to reschedule both of those.
But we're starting with PDC?
Yeah, we're starting with PDC and then
parks. PDC is generally the longest and most complicated. I'm a little concerned after 6 hours of council, taking a quick break to eat, and then come back and go through PDC, I think we're all going to be shot at that point.
I would agree. I would agree.
Still leaves parks, which is, I think you have an hour, is complicated. And then, do you think we could get some clarity by the end of the day as to whether the mayor would like to push that back or reschedule?
Yeah, we could certainly talk to him. And what I'm raising is I don't think there's time to reschedule 2 hours worth of stuff into Thursday. That's the only issue. So we may still need to do something on Wednesday.
Was Thursday our last day for
Thursday, with the exception of following Tuesday, April 12th, we have a capital budget work session. But that's fully booked for the 2 hours. So we can talk to the mayor about scheduling issues.
Okay. And then, I think we should look, frankly, towards rescheduling in that later week, in that next week. But that's just my 2 cents. What about the public poll and a briefing by OMF on the poll results from the it seems like we've done that in budget processes in the past. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be done?
I think it could be. There's potentially time, either in terms of the follow-up conversation on Thursday or next Tuesday as part of the capital session. We can take just a few minutes to walk through the poll.
With somebody from the polling firm?
Right. Okay. Assuming we can get them scheduled, yeah. Yep, happy to look into that.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So we're adjourned till tomorrow.
He's asking a lot. Well, right, and that was actually why.
Well, I know, and then that water, and then there's the whole issue of spending that money. So yeah, so that's a whole thing.
And that was and they tend to not
keep in mind there's also might be a firewall issue or find it. We also need to shut the bus because of
it makes them more vulnerable, I think.
Yeah.